Today, hundreds of Chinese military police were sent into southeastern Tibet. Protests in Tibet against Chinese rule have led to arrests, injuries, and according to Chinese authorities, the death of 16 people. Tibetan exile groups say that number is much higher, closer to 80.
Detailed information from Tibet has been difficult to obtain because the region is generally off-limits to Western reporters based in China.
But James Miles of The Economist magazine was lucky enough to get a permit to travel to Tibet last week.
I think the Chinese may have been slightly concerned that had there been no foreign correspondent there to see that, this might have been portrayed outside China as security forces suppressing Tibetans rather than a racist violence perpetrated by Tibetans themselves against ethnic Han Chinese.
More from him later. First to Sichuan, an area of China where many ethnic Tibetans live. There's violence there, too. The Chinese government says police there shot dead 4 rioters. The police, the government said, acted in self-defense. BBC correspondent Daniel Griffith sent this report from that western province.
Thousands of meters above sea level, high in western China. I've been driving for 2 days now along bumpy roads through mountain passes, past grassland that stretches on into the distance towards snowy mountain ranges under the bright blue sky. This is a vast, empty land apart from the few tents of nomads and their herds of yak on the hillside. We're still in China, but this doesn't look like the China that I know. We're just 2 hours' drive from the Tibetan border. Well, I've come to another small, traditional Tibetan town. I feel quite lucky to have actually made it this far because all the way along the road, I've heard reports, unconfirmed reports, from people of unrest, of some towns being sealed off, of police roadblocks. And right the way through this journey, I've never been sure what's going to happen next. At a small restaurant in town, a local speciality, noodles with yak meat. Owner Mr. Meng tells me the yak tastes good. He'd rather talk about food than the current tensions. There's been no unrest here, he says. Relations between Chinese people and ethnic Tibetans are very good. I've heard similar responses time after time on this journey. Ask about sensitive political subjects like Tibet or the Dalai Lama, and people don't want to talk. Driving through the towns here, it's quite clear that there's a really heavy security presence. There's a lot of police on the streets, and we're having to keep a very low profile to make sure we're not stopped. And also, as we've been going along, we've passed long convoys of military vehicles as well, all heading in the same direction towards Tibet. And we've passed a couple of them that have stopped for a break, and there are soldiers standing guard outside them, and they've got automatic rifles with bayonets on. Monks were at the forefront of the protests in Lhasa. I've heard reports of unrest at some monasteries, so I've come along to see what's happening. This monastery seems calm, but beneath the surface there's anger, as I heard from this local woman. We've disguised her voice to protect her identity. So how do people like you and the monks feel about all the extra soldiers who are in town feel about...
Terrible.
Do ordinary people here, most ordinary Tibetans here, still revere, worship the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, of course, inside.
And can they do that openly?
No, we can't do this.
So what do Tibetan people here feel about the government, the Chinese government?
Very bad, I think. Because, you know, different culture, different, you know, language and different thinking.
Beijing says that it wants to build what it calls a harmonious society ahead of the Olympics. But driving through this region, home to so many ethnic Tibetans, seeing the police on the streets with their riot shields, the checkpoints, the soldiers armed with automatic weapons, and hearing those reports of unrest, it's clear that no matter what Beijing wants, it's just not happening here.
That report from the BBC's Daniel Griffiths, who was traveling in the Sichuan province, which borders Tibet.